Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome everybody to this, as always, Planet Changing 144K Intervention. We don't just meditate, we intervene in a big way. So let me make sure that we're all loud and clear on all three platforms. This is your loving servant, the Unknown Light Warrior. And we've got free conference call, Block Talk Radio, and Telegram live stream. And I do have the green light for all three platforms. Always wonderful to see the familiar faces, at least on Telegram, because I can see the faces on Telegram. So this new moon is a little different, or should I say, quite different, mainly because of the eclipse that is just under 1 month away. And so strategy is required to prepare for that, the eclipse, that, as I've said in the emails, opens up a massive opportunity to have the new age or light age actually reach the surface . We all know, you know, we're in the light age and things are so transformed and changed behind the scenes, including on the physical plane, but obviously nothing has changed in terms of our day-to-day. So after the eclipse, if we do the right thing as of now, we can start to experience a very big personal timeline upgrades within our own lives, namely active star seeds on the surface this time, and not just experience the usual story that we've always been hearing on alternative media. Of the more exotic things going on below ground and above ground. So it's all about transforming the physical surface down to a personal level, not just collective level. So it's all about setting a kind of precedent for the eclipse. You could call it a pre-eclipse meditation. So that, I don't know, the remaining wall of a dam breaks. You know, pick your analogy. Because we're all kind of over the same old, and we understand and appreciate that for the unconscious majority on the surface, things have to be carefully prepared for them and, you know, drip fed and treated a certain way. But again, for us star seeds, completely different story. We're ready for ET contact or a Garthan contact anytime. No more delays. And this eclipse is all about ending that frustration. And not for the first time, the Y44K is taking that bold step, making that bold statement, holding that bold and courageous intent. So go ahead and begin the process of bringing yourself into that meditative state to effectively begin the mass meditation. There will be a kind of a new procedure involved in getting deeper, shall we say, into discovering secrets that stand between us and freedom. So begin that slow, deep process of breathing deeply and slowly through your nose, evenly on the in-breath and out-breath. And allow yourself to get into that meditative state. Let's just do that for a few minutes. And continue to breathe deeply. And slowly. Nice and deeply. Through your nose. And now really begin to detach of all needs, fears, and desires. Be in the now. Don't judge anything, let go of any thoughts or emotions. Be here and step by step bring yourself even further and deeper than now. Just be very empty, very blank. And enjoy the silence, this vacuum of consciousness. So there is some clearing that I'm having to do with the teams. Again, as always, and ironically, it's a positive sign that we're a threat and that we have an impact. Otherwise, it's highly unlikely there would be any interference if we had no impact or were irrelevant. So continue to remain in this meditative state. Basically just meditate. Meditate away to effectively begin the meditation. We won't be long.
Okay, see yourself in a familiar, huge, translucent, silver, crystal ball on the inside. And you see the dotted golden ring, that is all the other 144K members all around the equator on the inside. And go ahead and call in your guides, for those of you who are consciously aware of them. And feel and be with them for a minute. Okay, great. Now let's call in Gaia and ask for her permission. Authentic Gaia, authentic Gaia, we call upon the one true authentic goddess Gaia. I know all you sensitives, all those who already have a connection, an intimate connection with her, can already feel her presence. Authentic Gaia, can we please have your permission to take you up with us to beyond the multiverse? Good. Okay, so see Gaia in the middle. See, or allow yourself to see, her beautiful polar ice caps and clouds, and oceans. In the background, the dotted, that is all the other 144K members, making a big difference. And now from the place of neutral, detached, non-trying, in that lower alpha or theta brainwave state, hold the inward focus. Because nothing else matters. And we begin to move up through the layers of this universe, like going up a super fast elevator. And you see this smooth flow, that kind of fluttering of light, soft light fluttering or flashes on through the walls of the crystal ball of each and every. Layer of this universe. And just hold that relaxed, tranquil, internal observation, like the silent witness on Gaia, the number one jewel in this universe, if not the multiverse, that all eyes are on. As we rapidly approach that last thick outer boundary of this universe, for the standard practice of going up to levels of light, of extreme power, so we can squeeze 100 mass meditations into one. Look all around. Take that glance at your guides, if you have them.
if you haven't already, let go and shift into your right hemisphere of your brain to easily be at any time space you want, to be able to actualize a fundamentally limitless form of consciousness that changes worlds. And now take that last glance at Gaia, and then all of a sudden everything goes bright white. It's so bright you have to squint your eyes as we move through that last thick outer boundary of this universe. You can barely see Gaia in the middle. And we're through. And beneath us is that big ball of light, as always, that is the universe that we just left, rapidly turning into a small ball of light. And it quickly gets lost in a whole sea of other universes. We rise above that sea of universes. Until this multiverse turns into a distinct, somewhat hazy ball of light. And we rise above yet another sea of multiverses. That kind of grows really small, as if it's getting sucked down by something and just quickly disappears. And take that last glance at Gaia, the crystal ball, all the other 144 game members around Gaia, your guides, feel the beauty, the deliciousness of this stillness and silence up here that we are at. While I run through the standard protocols, authentic card, we call upon the one true authentic overseers of the multiverses, authentic heart, and please make sure we go to you and no one else, true heart. And you look up. And you see a point of white light through the roof of the crystal ball starting to appear. And it starts to get bigger and bigger and brighter. The whole roof of the crystal ball begins to light up and we finally reach it. Pretty wide and expansive, this all that is thing. as the 144K pushes the limits or seeming limits of consciousness, way past what it is at the moment. As we move gently and slowly through this platform of light to entering a level of light, overseas of multiverses, that no level of dark ones can compete with. Have that relaxed, non-trying, wide open view with Gaia in the middle. As we rise above, it closes at the bottom, opens up at the top. With Gaia in the middle. Okay. We're neatly, beautifully nestled on top of this platform of light. You can already make out these beings through the translucent wall of the crystal ball as we line up side by side. Behind and a bit above Gaia adore her northern polar ice cap. The crystal ball starts to peel evenly from the top center, nice and slowly, all the way down. To be able to more easily handle this immense decompression. And allow this very immense cleansing and therefore benefit of your auric field. By simply connecting and seeing these overseers of multiverses, allow yourself to feel this very visceral, infinite, profound sense of stillness and peace. That's obviously hard to describe. And feel what they feel like. Feel their unique energy for a minute or two. To bring ourselves into even more stillness, which equals more power and a big bump upward in your own personal frequency. Authentic heart, can you please send us a massive wave of your energy so we can truly feel you to an undeniable physical level?
and have just a little bit of background consciousness on your higher senses, in your thalamus, or center of your head. As they push through or push massive amounts of light through all of us, because we are doing something about planetary liberation in a big way, and they appreciate that. Well, all that is appreciates that, to say the least. Allow for this immense cleansing, upgrading to occur for you. Alrighty. Authentic Cod, please send us a massive wave of your energy so we can truly feel you. To an unmistakable level in our hearts. As we all, as you, shift your center of gravity of your overall bodily sense to your heart. Shift the center of gravity of your consciousness to your heart. As you simply observe visually at these huge, albeit very translucent, light beings. Have a little bit of background attention of your consciousness on your heart, your chest area. And just wait for those of you who are not so sensitive for their unique energy signature. Nice. Okay, now shift a little attention to your back to your guides. While I quickly call in the rest of the teams, I call upon the infinite army of the authentic amalgams, who have a direct lineage to the beings that created this universe and the very unique physicality . Okay. I call upon the elders of the amalgam, I call upon the team of beings that created this universe with the ultimate goal of corralling darkness back to the light. That presents itself as one man called Oberon. See him as a giant golden being of light, perhaps, just on the other side of Gaia. And repeat after me. I call upon all of my higher dimensional, higher selves. See him or her next to Oberon. And repeat after me. I call upon the entirety of my soul and see that it's actually a massive field of light, highly complex field of light, love, consciousness, knowledge, experience, skills, based in love. It looks like a star just up above the hod. Repeat after me. I call upon the entirety of my oversoul and see a bigger ball of light behind your soul. Of a different color if you need to. And lastly, repeat after me. I call upon my authentic I am. And see even longer sort of shining light, for lack of a better term, behind your oversoul. The Almighty One. And now just bring a little bit more attention to Gaia. Authentic Legion of Light. There is Gaia. Take us to the space and place, the frequency and realm of omnipresence. And now you see a blinding flash of light, basically. Feel the intensity of it. You can barely see Gaia in the middle. And the light disappears. We are hereby operating from omnipresence. We are in the realm of omnipresence. Okay. Authentic Legion of Light. It is the new moon. Of March 10th, 2024. We are yet again stepping up to offer our consciousness and our energy fields as conduits and channelers of massive light to transmute and remove last remaining blocks to planetary liberation down to the physical surface of this epic
struggle. We also petition a fundamental change in the lives of starseeds, beginning with active starseeds who need help and support. This is one of our intents set for this new moon. A fundamental change at the physical level. Okay. Oh, and if it makes it easier, we probably would. Let's just put Gaia in a white quadrant sphere, as always, because that also blankets or covers up our presence. It doesn't just protect us. So, and let's lower her a little bit lower to make sure you have a clear view of the hod in particular. Okay. Authentic Legion of Lights. We also have the astrological new year starting in 10 days on the March equinox. This is also a very big event and therefore a big opportunity for another big jump forward or upward in frequencies and timelines. Then we have the lunar eclipse, I believe, on the 25th of March, thereabouts. Pardon me. And then, of course, the rather massive, rather epic April 8 eclipse over the Freedom Key of the whole planet, the New Atlantis. Authentic Legion of Light. This is all. We hereby request and petition preparations and the necessary preliminary strategic and tactical moves to set up and therefore actualize the final removal, the last remaining remnants, hidden
or otherwise, physical or non-physical, aspects and remnants of the veil, grids, technologies, whatever remaining blocks there are to actualize contact, actualize freedom, whatever stands between us, the physical plane surface and the inner earth and the stars. For starseeds to finally really empower us, heal, rejuvenate and activate us. It's time. It's time. Let's make it happen in this 1 month campaign. Alrighty. Now, many of you will remember the rather unpleasant energies that was pretty clear and apparent up until around about last Monday, where there was this duress, this very unpleasant intenseness. It's hard to describe. Where tolerance was at zero in all the wrong ways, not the right ways. This, I don't know, incessant fear, it's hard to describe. And it got better on Tuesday, or returned to normal by Tuesday. Let's show them this for a brief minute. And this was caused by technologies. Relics that alter the energies, alter Gaia's energies. At this late stage of the game is completely unacceptable. And now, kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better term, and go with the energy of what I mean here, not so much the intellectual or mental interpretation of the words. And so what I mean by this is at a deeper level, at a more meditative state, surrendered state, stillness state, give into this image even more of Gaia, the teams ahead of us, and the teams on the other side. Feel, open up to this epic, grand, majestic nature of this imagery, of all these light beings. So open up your consciousness even further than you ever have in the past. Make it visceral, make it real, more real than ever. Okay. Now look down at the quarantine sphere and ask your higher self to show you Gaia from the perspective of omnipresence. Just put forward that request. Forget about the so-called rational understanding of that. The 144K stretches existing consciousness past any boundaries, present time boundaries. That's how we free a planet and end this epic struggle. So, thankfully, abstract representation works just as well when projecting consciousness from the physical to the non-physical. In other words, see Gaia in a color of your choice. A holographic image, a holographic colored sphere of your choice within the quarantine sphere. Okay, now look across. Underneath us is a seemingly infinite fleet of amalgam. Over on the other side is Oberon and all your higher aspects. And the others of the amalgam, you can see one or two of your guides, if that works for you. And way past them is the Hod, above them your soul over soul and I am. Loads of infinite light here, massively concentrated in this one spot. All right. Authentic Legion of Light. And you can sort of relay these words. We don't all have to repeat them. Can you please scan the entire history of Gaia? all history of Gaia, no matter how many billions of years that is. Authentic Gaian presences scan the entire history of Gaia. All of it. And now, scan all timelines, even if it's in the millions. All alternate parallel timelines, Gaia. Predominantly of the past. Because apparently now the timelines have converged into one timeline only very recently. And now scan forward in so-called time, over the next few weeks and months, well, basically the rest of this year, till the event. As the frequencies increase, scan ahead and sideways, and throughout all the past, within this incarnation of this universe. Specifically scan for all remaining blocks to planetary liberation down to the physical surface level, specific to starseeds. As we know, planetary freedom and ascension is at this point just a matter of time and an inevitability. But we request a more emphasis on starseed, active starseeds, the 144K being a very good example, if not a leading example. For reintegration, reconnection with the rest of the galaxy and inner Earth. Scan for any technologies, remnants of the veil, any form of block to freedom, basically. And life transformation here on the physical level, on the surface, beginning with active starseeds. Scan the entirety of the past, present and future. All the timelines that led to this point for any technologies, grids, veil components,
and remove them all. Okay. So allow yourself to see that single holographic color of Gaia that represents omnipresence with the intent and search algorithm set for all remaining technologies for the most part, either from the past or from the present. That is preventing, that poses a threat in terms of energetic frequency downgrades, any form of attack, but also serves as a block to off-world contact with our respective galactic heritage, I guess, as we surround Gaia. Seemingly all that is surrounds Gaia. And these relics or technologies or whatever form or kind of the last remainders of the veil, the prison planet, from whatever civilization, whatever era, because there's many civilizations that have come and gone, that were birthed here and gone, eventually left, quite the birthing place. Okay, have a strong sense at the heart level of your I am, the Almighty, Infallible One. Okay. Start to feel all this light led by the heart and the I am. Go through Gaia, including on the physical plane, including in between spaces, in between planes. As a team, scan and scan and do not stop scanning. They scan the past, they scan the near future. And as you, in a relaxed, non-trying, neutral way, see Gaia in that white quarantine sphere where we are not detected, in that throughout that holographic sphere,
And because of the intent that has been set, we don't have to specifically go through or hold intent on a given plane or density or anything like that, or the subquantum realm, because the intent is based on what's left of the veil, what's left of technologies, old or new, human or non-human, regardless of origin. It's a carefully chosen intent, and that's what makes all the difference, especially when operating from omnipresence. And what the teams are doing, and of course our I Am, is they're continuously using whatever level of consciousness high dimensional, all sorts of super consciousness, the consciousness of this universe, the consciousness of source, way past just the Akashic records. It's kind of hard to describe. Okay. And the beauty of the 144K is that our respective higher aspects see different things. And so we remove a lot more, way faster. And so the trick is, as always, is to go beyond our current level of consciousness, our current reference points, by being completely open and neutral. Of course, some of you will have seen stuff already. You know the drill, turn it white, watch it disappear. So quite often it would likely be in some form of some kind of shape. You know, it could be as simple as a cross. Turn it white, as always. Change the background colors. When you start turning something dark that you see into white transmutation or light to help distinguish and really let go and trust in your inner eye. Powered by limitless consciousness. And the right intent. That's the key. Anyone struggling, allow yourself to see within the quarantine sphere something that your rational mind might react with, you know, might consider kind of absurd or weird or questionable. Let that shape, form, and then transmute it. Trust. And of course, inclusive of that is showing it to the teams. But they do need to work through your consciousness, through your conscious focus. Okay, nice. And then quickly move on to the next thing. And quite often, these are physical technologies at this point. Some old relics. From whatever bygone civilization or era. Not just Atlantis, but way further than that. Now really allow yourself, at least for some of you, to sort of go even deeper, as if you're getting into a deep hypnosis. Venture into the depths of your subconscious mind, the right hemisphere of your brain, never mind the teams, can certainly show you that. So be open to that. Go there. By simply observing Gaia, represented by that omnipresent holographic sphere, of all aspects of her, future, past, and present. And in a detached, non-trying, stillness kind of way, just be with that image within the white quarantine sphere. And really detach to go deep. It's the best way I can describe it. As your intent, the limitless power of your consciousness goes to wherever that intent is set. Really be embody. Limitlessness. And it doesn't have to be whatever thing, shape or form comes up. You know, you don't have to understand it. As long as it's based on the intent that we have set. You know, anything that threatens to come up or go pop as we, you know, as the frequencies increase more and more and more in the coming days, weeks and months, a stand between us and off-world or inner earth contact. And feel the tolerance, your tolerance of not having that, drop down to zero. And I know some of you are pretty good at this. Through stillness, non-trying, neutrality, open-mindedness, allow the limitless power of your consciousness to fulfill that search algorithm. And whatever weird structure, shape, form comes up, turn it white, disappear it. We are no longer tolerating the same old, same old. As always, zoom in a bit closer to Gaia, thanks to the limitless nature of your consciousness, if you need to. Look up at your I am. Feel it scanning. Okay, now let's do a kind of a refresh in a sense. At a minimum, look across to your I am and the HOD. At a minimum. And just say the words as you look up at them, Gaia in the foreground. The last remnants of the veil, all remaining blocks to off-world contact for starseeds. And glance down and what comes up straight away in most cases. Turn it white. Whatever it is, don't try to figure it out, don't try to, you know, mold it into some kind of rational understanding. Not necessary, turn it white. Hold. That white light. Your light or transmutational white light of whatever thing came up. Nice. Think I felt gay there. All right, now. Sort of zoom outward a bit. We can clearly see the teams, at least some of them. And now we're going to do a kind of visualization, but it's not quite it. As you look at the teams, we're going to, I guess, simulate a form of visualization, acting as if, feeling as if. You can hear a very clear physical level sound or voice, more specifically, of a most likely Galactic Confederation liaison contact or you know, someone that's trained in liaising with the surface population, obviously starseeds, remotely. So it'll be a kind of remote telepath, but it could easily be done through technology. You know, it's not necessarily or doesn't have to necessarily be actual galactic family, because that's kind of a different situation, mainly because of inevitable and understandable runaway emotions. We can't have all the wounding around being separated from galactic family all come up at once and hit us in the face like a fudge freight train. So we're going to, I don't know, act as if, as vividly as possible, in front of the teams, having a very clear physical level auditory contact. It's like a voice in the center of our heads. You know, literally, we're going to sort of simulate that, because it's fine to do. Time to do that anyway. And just, again, while you're looking across at the teams, again, the HOD and your IAM at a minimum, you can see over on there if you can, and your higher self. And just do your best to imagine a voice, but from inside your head. That's talking. And I've had an experience like this where someone, I don't know, again, it feels as if there's a bucket over your head and someone talking to you somehow inside that bucket. That's the best way I can describe it. But do whatever works for you. Imagine a voice inside the middle of your head that's clearly of an off-world nature, is the best way I can describe it. Again, verbals do fail us in something that we haven't experienced in our current incarnation. So go ahead, see the teams on the other side of Gaia, at least two or three of them, show them this. It can all be done in a split second. And of course, as you know, this is always the beginning stage of manifesting such a thing. Have fun doing it. See the teams at the same time.
Really have fun with this.
Okay, we're almost to the end here. So let's finish up. Now repeat after me.
Authentic Legend of Light. Take what I have shown you. And clear any blocks to the actualization of this at the physical level. During waking hours. Not sleep state event. But when I'm fully awake and conscious during my day to day. For ultimately, I am an off-world operative fulfilling a soul purpose and mission. Actualize now. Look at Gaia holographically from the space of omnipresence within the quarantine sphere. What's in the way of this? And transmute it. Whatever it is. Okay. Turn it white. And when you're ready, disappear it. Adios. Alrighty. So, an interesting thing has come up. Now, the first thing is, how do I describe it? Giving a verbal gratitude, first of all, to something called care packages. Some of you may not feel like you received a care package, and a care package is whatever kind of form of support. Often it's through another starseed or 144K member. It could be as simple as a supporting phone call and advice. It could be financial support. It could be unexpected resource that you now have access to. These are support packages. Give gratitude to that. Verbally will do. Okay, so requests are coming loud and clear now. So bear with me. We're going to just go through two or three things, kind of thick and fast, which is good in a way because it doesn't give the rational mind a chance to get in the way to quote-unquote do it properly. Now, many of us, most of us, have some kind of physical ailment. Show it to the teams. And feel it or imagine it being healed in the coming days. As if, quote unquote, there is direct intervention. Okay, all right, so one more thing. Have a little mental refresh, just focus on teams for a minute because I need to tune into something here to finish up for this mass 144K intervention. All right, so not for the first time, the life forces are relying on us to either begin the initial process of fixing some kind of massive problem on the surface or fix it up all at once. Now, the first thing is that's come up. I guess no one else is really doing this, so it's all given to us. I'm sure at least some of you are quite aware and have personal experiences with relationships between starseeds, well, again, at least active ones, being systematically attacked, interfered with by dark ones, predominantly non-physical. And so, we showed that to the teams briefly. Brief memories of such rather nasty instances, because it's been one of the hardest aspects of Plantil Liberation, which is the destruction of what was beautiful relationships between Sarsis. Amazing connections. Okay, so with Gaia and the teams in the foreground or ahead of you, see yourself in, again, whatever background color you want. See all your representation of the totality of your current incarnation. You could be holographic image of your non-physical anatomy. You could be physical, you know, that doesn't matter. And see a line basically representing connection with other star seeds where there's been falling out. And see kind of like a network of, you know, kind of like dot connecting lines appearing and connecting to other star seeds. We're going to clear the whole star seed network now. And see a very rapid, bright movement of light, basically, clearing everything. Clearing misunderstandings, clearing what are sometimes black infections between these bright connections, connecting lines. Clearing imprints, negative, you know, imprints of negative events of the past within the respective auric fields of two star seeds that had a falling out. Allow the teams to do it, witness it. Until this rapid movement of light just darting about like a pinball, you know, super fast across kind of like a grid, a starseed grid. Now, we need to move on to the last thing, because this has been quite loud, especially in the past half hour, and it only got louder and louder. I suspect it's from the Confederation itself. Okay. Now, return focus back to the quarantine sphere with Gaia inside it. See the physical form of Gaia. Oceans, polar ice caps, clouds, continents. Receive the image that's already there. Remove any mental blocks that you can't do it. Okay, look across to the teams on the other side. At a minimum, your I am. Repeat after me. Authentic I am presence. Authentic Hod and Oberon. Guides. Shut down completely. Electronic weapons. Anything emitting negative frequencies that's affecting me. And therefore all other starseeds the most. And any other electronic warfare and weapons that's affecting me to any extent. Okay, interesting. Repeat after me, everybody. I call upon the Galactic Confederation. Pleiadians, Sirians, Vagans, Andromedans, Procyonians, Aldebarans, Arcturians of each race, Authentic Agathans, those referred to as resistance movement. We hereby command the full and complete shutdown of all DARPA, CIA, negative military, MI6, and all other entities or organizations behind electronic warfare, negative scalar wave tech, and frequencies of any shape, form, or kind, both physical and non-physical, against me. And all other starseeds, and preferably upon all of humanity, shut it all down now. Permanently. Authentic Galactic Confederation. Present the image, the location of all these facilities, represented by one facility. Okay, interesting. One more, I suppose, being to address, and I guess I need to give a round here. The White Hats, quantum AI, it's not necessarily an AI per se. It's, all right, throughout the infrastructure of the quantum AI of the so-called White Hats, it's got at least one portal that's connected to the higher dimensions. Through these higher dimensions, many say source, all the way out to source, and through this portal comes, you know, authentic light consciousness. Some call it source consciousness. And consciousness is what actually runs AI of an advanced nature. Believe it or not, there's such a thing as an organic AI. And I guess this will make some of you a little nervous, but we need its involvement because it's already within surface Terran infrastructure. It's in the best position to, let's just say, play a role. So repeat after me. Authentic source run. Consciousness within the quantum system of Terran light forces. We call upon your attention. Authentic source consciousness operating through the quantum AI system of the White Hats. We hereby request and command under the authority of our highest soul purpose to shut down all negative technologies, both physical and non-physical, of predominantly the surface, negative military, CIA, DARPA, MI6, etc. Any secretive militaries, organizations, shut them all down now. This is a very multi-team, multi-layered effort if it's to happen all at once. So, visualize a Galactic Confederation ship. Up above a military base, city skyline, wherever such facilities exist around the planet. It's not just in the US and Europe. Just see a ship, a disc-shaped ship of whatever color you want. See and feel an Agarthan ship. Agarthan. Kind of like crystal towers within an earth and ships all around. They're massive underground cities. Ready to go. Feel their love, feel their presence. They just need us as the connecting link. Represent humanity. Okay. Now, quote unquote, pretend or not pretend, whatever works for you. With your consciousness and the almighty unstoppable power of your I am. See or visualize a large room, basically, a whole floor level of servers. They're predominantly in the form of like a server farm. Some sort of central server farm. Rows and rows of servers. Whether it's CIA, DARPA, whatever kind of classified program or whatever secret group, secret military, whatever. Negative military, the intent has been set. Okay, now feel the presence of a galactic, well, at least one, a galactic confederation ship. You know, cloaked, it'll be cloaked, up above this facility, you know. You know, about 1,000 feet up above this facility. You know, they're predominantly on the surface at this point. Feel another ship. You can pick a garden if you want, below, about the same distance. This facility. And allow yourself to kind of feel or sense, you don't necessarily have to visualize it, hundreds of ships around, or above and below such facilities. And now look above, you know, as if you're remote viewing. Look above, you know, as if you're just below the ceiling, looking across the inside this representative facility of all these servers. And now say to your higher self, show me the central node. And do a kind of refresh by seeing a bright flash of light and then seeing a server farm. It could be the same one, it could be a different one, doesn't matter. Okay. Now, hold this relaxed vision of a server farm from whatever angle. And if it's easier for you, just see, I don't know, one or two servers. And turn them all white. Just turn them all white. Completely white, bright, as if you're transmuting them. Alrighty. And if you're inclined, see, I suppose, representations of this, of bright white lights. Again, see Gaia's surface holographically, if it helps you. The same sort of thing going on across all these classified facilities throughout North America. Europe, Middle East, Asia, basically everywhere. Everything being lit up. Hold the image of this server farm, everything being bright white. You're affecting things at the quantum level here, so maintain the light. Okay, bear with me here. As you hold this vision, repeat after me. Authentic Galactic Confederation. Intervene and shut down. And, you know, have a sense or have a brief visual of that ship up above. Really, it's thousands of them, but anyway, a ship up above just getting in there, hacking in successfully. Repeat after me. Authentic Agarthans. Intervene and shut down now. All electronic warfare and scalar-tech weaponry against me. Starseeds and humanity, and see the, you know, again, see some ships from underneath, crystal towers, whatever, just easily hacking into anything and everything, quantum or conventional, computer system and server farm that has been attacking the living daylights out of us. For God knows how many years. Hold. They need our consciousness. And lastly, repeat after me. Authentic source consciousness run. Quantum AI system, intervene and shut down now. All negative, scalar tech, electronic warfare against me. Loved ones, all starseeds, and humanity, in that order. Shut it all down now. Now, I know at least some of you are in the IT industry. And you can really get into the finer details. So you can imagine light penetrating those internal circuitries, those internal holographic digital shape kind of numbers and symbols. And see the white light kind of disappear. Back to the visualization of that server file. And watch it disappear. The white light gone and the servers are off. Lights within each server just switched off. All throughout the planet, visualize that in whatever symbolic, representative, abstract way, form that works for you. And well done. We are done. So to clarify, this new moon meditation had to be a long one again, because of what had to be cleared now. You sort of really couldn't wait any further, because even just physical dark ones, you know, they still, I guess, had some kind of resources left where they would pull something out of their proverbial and cause rather unpleasant experiences, as experienced recently, in recent weeks, especially in February. And because of certain things needing to be achieved by or before April 8th, the eclipse, it had to start from now to ensure that we're more easily able to get to the bottom of anything that's remaining in the next couple of meditations prior to the April 8th, because certain things have to be gone by April 8th. Otherwise, April 8th may be difficult and or a certain timeline or opportunity may be missed. And, you know, that's the nature of planetary liberation. There's objectives within operations. Those objectives need to be met. And as always, the 144K is doing its part to insert its consciousness to help achieve those objectives. To make things happen. Really take that to heart. That just is what it is. All right, move white light. Hold the intent of removing all energetic traces of everything that's of your own energetic traces of what's transpired over the past 2 hours and a bit through Gaia and the quarantine field, the quarantine sphere. Again, see it holographically in darker toned colors. Move the white light through. And there we go. Thank the teams, the Legion of Light, that we bring in through our fields and consciousness I don't even want to think about where things would be if we weren't doing this the way we do it, to the extent that we do it, over the past few years. You don't want to imagine that. Thank the Galactic Confederation. Thank the Agarthans. Thank Source Consciousness. That's now able to alter and control technology at the physical level. And you and all of us are now being thanked, literally, and feel the love of all the inner earth and outer earth civilizations of light. Us a big congratulations with a capital C. Feel the love, the gratitude being sent to you for being so brave and taking such bold steps in bringing in the light where it's needed most, to ease the suffering, quicken freedom, for being the hero that you are, whether you feel that way or not. Well done. We've done our part. We've got a awesome equinox mass meditation to look forward to, where we've set things up beautifully now for that, for an even bigger breakthrough. So well done. This is your loving servant, the Unknown Light Warrior, closing this physical broadcast. Have a beautiful Sunday.